This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Returning to the airwaves.
We didn't go anywhere.
Well, it was the weekend and all. So here we are back on Monday. May the 4th be with you. It's May 4th. Exciting things are going on. I'm having a lot of recurring thoughts. I was talking earlier about this sort of thing, the thinking that I've done on what is actually going on, how it's affecting our small businesses and the big businesses. And Jennifer said to me, what's wrong with you? What was it the thought that, see, I don't have a brain, a lazy brain. My brain's always kind of on. It's always in gear. So I'm thinking about some of this stuff. I know it takes a lot of energy, and some people get tired listening because I'm always on to something new. Somebody said to me, I should conserve calories and don't use my brain so much. I don't know how many calories
it takes. That's a weird thing. No. You should always use your brain.
Exactly. So I have these automatic recurring thought patterns that keep coming into my mind over and over and over again about the pandemic and the Chinese and the reason that we are having such a tough time and whether or not this is all purposeful, everything's sort of falling into line, the stars are lined up, we haven't been educated well, we don't know how the system works. I'm saying to people, it's time to make sure we incentivize bringing businesses back to America. How does it work? Not just the drug companies, but everything. Everything needs to come back here. We need to hold the Chinese responsible for what they've done, not only here in our country, but around the world. Now we have this killer bee that's here from China. I mean, at what point do we wake up to realize what's going on? We're being attacked, and the companies in America that are making out, the small businesses, I was talking about the flower shops, mom-and-pop operations for Mother's Day that aren't really open doing business, but yet you can buy anything
flower
you want on
Amazon.
Flower
shops are doing really well right now, actually. No. Mother's Day is
not
coming
around
up
here.
On...
Yeah. Not around
well,
here,
they're taking online orders. You can't go in, but they're you can call them. And,
well, don't even use that. Come up with something else where everybody goes online to order this stuff from Amazon. I mean, I admit to it myself.
You're not ordering stuff from Amazon online for flowers. You can call your local floral shop or you can use their online platform. That's not necessarily connected to Amazon. You can still go local and use their platform to
do
that.
You know what
I did a little digging around this weekend. I learned something else that will not surprise you about China, and that is Mike Pompeo, who's the Secretary of State, came out and did an interview today did more and more information coming out about just what China knew and how they released that information. And according to the Department of Justice, they're now saying that China knew about the virus, obviously. They suffered a tremendous loss of their population. But the reason they didn't share the information is because they bought themselves a whole bunch of time to hoard supplies. So they started buying things and hoarding them from around the globe, keeping them there so that as other nations started to suffer, they had to make deals with China in order to get supplies. Yeah. And in doing that, some of the deals, and this is one of the things I think I brought to your attention a couple weeks ago, in doing that and acquiring some supplies, they were forcing other companies to allow Huawei in, which is their communications company that leaves people vulnerable to their information getting stolen and China controlling what people are doing via communications networks. So you tell me this is not an ultimate dirty plot.
Yep.
Yep,
exactly.
Sure is.
And that's something that, I know a lot of people around the country watch Governor Cuomo's daily press updates, and he has been saying from day one, he's like, this has got to stop. If people don't open their eyes and realize that China created this problem and then also got to play savior, because we had to, Governor Cuomo said, he goes, I was on the phone calling China. He said, this is not anything that's in my wheelhouse. And he said, I'm calling around China trying to find PPE and the personal protective stuff for all the hospital workers and frontline workers. And the number of scam artists who came forward with this, acting basically as a third-party agent, that luckily no money was exchanged, but he said it was just that this can never, it's ever,
horrible.
Ever happen again.
This is a horrible country run by horrible people, and it's time we faced up to what we have created, because we have created them. We have allowed them to get to this point by buying their cheap crap, because you want things that are cheap. Cheap, cheap, cheap. Here's what you got to pay for. This is the result. May I ask about this business between Trump and Bush? I don't understand at this point in time why we are this minor, these silly things. Come on.
What happened? I have no idea what you're talking about.
So over the weekend, George W. Bush released an ad basically talking about bipartisan unity in the times of coronavirus. And apparently Trump took some, I don't know, he was upset about it because he saw a tweet from Pete Hegseth, who is a pretty close friend of the president's. He also hosts one of the shows on Fox. And Pete Hegseth said, I appreciate the message from former President Bush, but where was he during impeachment calling for putting partisanship aside? He was nowhere to be found in speaking up against the greatest hoax in American history, and so the president tweeted that out.
Okay, so what's one got to do with the other? You know, it just doesn't.
Well, to the president's point, I can understand why he's like, why is he speaking up now about coming together?
Well, so, but keep it to yourself.
I know, tweets it all out. That's why
you
don't like it.
He got us into Iraq, and he just, oof. So, in light of that, here's a rumor floating around. What do you think of this? That Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama will be the presidential, vice presidential nominees coming out of the Democratic
Party. Who even makes this stuff up?
It's so dumb.
Look, say what you will about how wonderful Obama is or not. You think his ego is going to allow him to be vice president to Hillary Clinton? They don't even like each other. Come on.
I'm just telling you what there's floating around, stuff that's floating around.
That's so stupid. People need to just get a grip and deal with what's in front of us. It's Trump
Joe
versus Biden. Get over it.
Tara Reid says Anita Hill influenced her to stay silent. You buying that?
She said Tara Reid, by the way, the one who's accused Joe Biden. Not necessarily. It was particularly Joe Biden's treatment, what he did about Anita Hill. She said that's why she just filed the paperwork and stayed silent and eventually removed herself from the situation, because she said she saw how he responded to that. So I don't know. I don't know if this woman is credible or not, but what I do know is that there is a whole trail of stuff back from the 90s where she's told people this story. So whether it happened or not, she does have at least some corroboration that this was her story. And I think there's
She's changed her story several times, which is also not a great look.
That's what happened. She's also changed
her name a few times. Like, yeah.
But see, this is what happened with Dr.
Bernie
Ford.
She's a huge Bernie fan, too, so I don't know.
The thing with Dr. Ford, and this is what people are upset about, me included, is just nothing is treated the same. You know, we're supposed to believe all women unless they're accusing a Democrat. And that, to me, is troublesome. We need to give every woman the right to speak out and every man the right to defend themselves. And we need to take each case individually instead of just putting them in groups by who they're accusing. I think that's totally unfair and, by the way, harmful to the movement of providing women a platform to feel like they have a safe space to come out and tell people what happened to them. So that's what bothers me, is the hypocrisy of it.
Like a random podcast? Like, where is she? You know what I mean?
The news media won't give her a platform. That's exactly my point.
Because I'd like to see
Christine Blasey Ford came out.
Christine
Blasey Ford had less evidence against Judge Kavanaugh. All she had was a memory, no witnesses, nothing. This woman actually has background, and nobody's given her the time of day to talk. So
there's no question about it. Yeah.
That's the problem.
Meanwhile, CBS is saying the Democrats want Elizabeth Warren to be Biden's VP. I'll sit on my hands if that's the case.
No, it's a poll. It's not CBS. Yeah.
It's a CBS poll. They paid for the poll. So they're saying...
it was someone else who did the poll. I read it.
I understand, but they paid for it. And
the people who he's considering, she's probably the most popular. She had the most carryout. She did better than Amy Klobuchar. She did better than Kamala Harris.
I'm sitting on my hand. I'm not voting for anybody that's got her on I just am not.
Vote for Trump.
Well, maybe, but I'm not voting for her. I wouldn't vote for for a ticket that had what's her face from California on it either. These people just, no, I'm not doing it. Okay, it's quarter past the hour here. I have some thoughts for those of you who are trying to ramp up your immune system, to ramp up your health, to just ramp up the way you feel and deal with all the challenges health-wise. Vitamin D. Ask your doctor about vitamin D. Has your doctor told you about vitamin D? Do you know where you stand? You need, in order to survive and live well, you need vitamin D. It's not something new. I found out a number of years ago I was deficient in vitamin D and couldn't understand it because I'm out in the sun all the time. Well, now I take this advanced vitamin D from Purity Products. Let's see how that affects the blood test next time I get one done. Advanced vitamin D comes from doctors, validated that there are 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus cofactors like magnesium, zinc, and boron. You sell it, you buy it, they sell it, you buy it. Advanced vitamin D from Purity is $19.95 for a 30-day starter bottle. And when you call now, 800-484-5947 to advance your health and get this to your home, you get a bottle of their ultra pure fish oil, which is fabulous stuff. Fish oil is so important to your coronary health. So don't be deficient in either fish oil or vitamin D. 800-484-5947. A great way to get in this 30-day starter bottle. It's $19.95. Call 800-484-5947. Use that, and you get free shipping as well. Use the DJV code. Free shipping, free fish oil, and only $19.95 for advanced vitamin D from Purity Products. 800-484-5947.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking advanced vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best selling advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of advanced vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. Power up your immune system today with Advanced D, with free shipping plus a free fish oil. Dial 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so, Victoria, I'm looking at a picture of this damn hornet, this murder hornet. What an ugly piece of crap. Oh, my God. Look at the pincers, those things that...
Yep.
It's not fun.
Oh,
my God, what a horrible-looking thing. This had to have been created in a laboratory as well. Vicious. Looking thing. You know how I talk about the mites that get into your nostrils and your ears? When I'm talking about my pillow stuff, why you need to wash stuff because that stuff's crawling around. This looks like those things that crawl around inside your nose, except it's like 2 inches long. Good God. 21 after the hour.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Been a big fan, Victoria, of the Eagles. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan on the DJV program. Music in every hour of the program in this portion of each hour. A few minutes for music stories. And the Eagles are in the news today because they've rescheduled their Hotel California tour again, moving the dates to fall of next year. Wow. What's it going to do to business? No, anything. Wow. The new dates and how, I don't know, I think announcing this stuff now, does it give us hope or do you get discouraged when you think it'll be September of 2021 before some of these concert schedules resume? In between, the Eagles are going to play one night in Dallas, two nights in Phoenix and St. Paul, in between going to San Francisco and Denver and places like that. The Eagles launched their Hotel California tour this year in February, and they played shows through that month before the obvious got them to call off the rest of their spring dates. At the time, the Eagles rescheduled those shows for this September, although their decision to push them back further reflects ongoing concerns whether or not the conditions will be safe. You know, if you think it like that, it could, I mean, okay, so maybe this stuff comes back again, so we'll never do anything again, in a sense.
I don't think so.
Well, I don't know. Pushing it back that far is very...
Well, I have a feeling that's more about the individual members of the group than anything else.
How so? What do you mean, Victoria?
Well, because they all have so many different projects. And I think Joe Walsh is doing something else with Ringo, and Don Henley's usually doing his own thing, so I don't know. It sounds weird that it's a whole year and a half away.
Yeah.
But I feel like I wonder if there's just more scheduling involved.
Something else in the way. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, the tickets to the original concerts will be honored at the newly scheduled shows. And if you're unable to attend, you can request a refund via Live Nation or the place where you originally got your tickets for the Eagles Hotel California tour. All right, so, really, what a great reality to think about
this
that.
This is like a 3.5 or 4 hour show that they're putting on. They did two nights at the Garden right before all this got shut down, and people just went nuts for it.
Yeah, it's cool. All right, here we have Sting. Last week appearing with Shaggy on an installment of Rolling Stone's In My Room IGTV series, and now Sting is back with his own video, called in from his home in Wiltshire, England. He said, quote, "I'm lucky enough to have a recording studio here where I can work every day. I'm very fortunate, very grateful. Also grateful for our healthcare workers who are doing an extraordinary job, risking their lives every day on the front line. The best thing that we can do is to help them, not to get sick, not to add to their workload, because we are all in this together." Sting then dove into a rendition of the Police's signature song, Message in a Bottle, which is what you're listening to here. Such a good song. They have such a good, unique sound. Anyway. He followed up with the Fragile from his 88 sophomore solo album, Nothing Like the Sun. He said, some of my favorite cities in the world have been hit by the virus, not least New York City, my adapted home. So this is a song about New York and better times that will return. That's with Nothing Like the Sun.
Englishman in New York is the next song.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, Englishman.
This is Fragile that's playing right now, and then the third song he did was Englishman in New York, which is one of my favorite Sting songs ever.
Yeah. And if someone said he's a hero of the day. Got a great voice, I think. Cheeks are meant to suffer ignorance and smiles. So identifiable. No matter what they say. Hear the first note, you know it's Sting. Whoa, whoa, 28 after the hour on the DJV show. I'm an Englishman in New York.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitriol and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitriol now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain. My feet, my back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitriol for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitriol at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Weight gain among women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s is a common problem. A recent Mayo Clinic study looked at the causes of abdominal obesity and the many health risks that it poses.
There are physiological changes. So, you know, as we age, we lose muscle mass. Also, as we are aging, we're losing the male or the levels of the male hormone testosterone. So our body is burning fewer calories. So the rules of the game change. If you don't change anything, you will gain weight because you have to take that extra step to be able to maintain your weight as you enter these midlife years.
Endocrinologist Dr. Ekta Kapoor explains what conditions midsection weight gain can lead to.
Having high blood pressure, which again, women in the postmenopausal years are more predisposed to having high blood sugar. Women before they hit menopause.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It will be a history-making day for America's highest court, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
After a two-month hiatus caused by the coronavirus pandemic, the Supreme Court resumes oral arguments today using 20th-century technology to help resolve a 21st-century legal issue. The justices will not gather in their marble courtroom, but will instead participate in a telephone conference call with lawyers involved in the case and members of the court dialing in separately, a first for the Supreme Court.
Some non-essential businesses are getting the green light to reopen today in Arizona, Arkansas, Montana, Kansas, Colorado, and in Minnesota. Starting today, all Costco shoppers nationwide are going to have to wear masks. Kids under the age of 2 and people who can't wear masks because of medical conditions will be exempt. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Israel's prime minister is in another court battle, and USA Radio's Wendy King has the details.
Israel's high court is hearing arguments on whether Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu can form a unity government while under indictment. This man organized a protest against him.
We're very hopeful that the Supreme Court will decide that it's not suitable for a democratic country like Israel to have a prime minister who's accused with bribe.
If the court rules he cannot form a government, Israel may have to hold its fourth consecutive election in just over a year.
A Houston police officer injured in a police helicopter crash that killed another officer has been upgraded to serious condition at Memorial Hermann, Texas Medical Center. Chase Cormier has been upgraded following surgery after the crash that police say caused the fatal injuries to Officer Jason Knox, the son of Houston City Council member Mike Knox. The helicopter was part of a search for bodies in a nearby bayou, which was prompted by a police tip that Police Chief Art Acevedo has said was probably a bogus call. Six people were arrested in connection with gunfire in the area about an hour after the crash. The Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the cause of the crash. Remember, stay updated with everything that's going on right here and at USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJVShow.com or search for the DJV Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
34 after the hour on this Monday. The 4th is with us. How do you do? If you're on the road, you're listening to us in your car. A lot of people are returning to their cars. So as you get on the road again, nice to have you along with us. There's a growing body of evidence that Americans are driving more miles than they did. I certainly haven't. I drove my car back from California, sat in the driveway for 3.5 weeks before I even started it. I found mice had gotten into the glove box where I keep a few snacks. Ugh. Ever had that happen with your car?
No, definitely not.
Yep. Mice got into the, chewed up my, I had a Mars bar in there, and that's how I knew they got in. They gnawed away at the Mars bar. Didn't like that at all. So anyway, we're into the car, and you got lots of different ways of listening. People are always asking that question. How do you find us? You find us at djvshow.com, the daily broadcast. Normally, people are listening to what they call early mornings or morning drive or mid-mornings, but you can hear the program all through the day. And our little podcast, the little clips of things that are going on during the day, you can find that at djvshow.com. Excuse me. Wow. Yeah, well, I got a little The cough from the grapes.
Oh, God.
Anyways, between the grapes and the peanuts. Okay, so there's a new treatment that looks like it's showing some promise. What's this all about, Victoria?
Yeah, this is actually very encouraging, and I hope this makes national news at some point today. More than 30 patients in a Houston area hospital, the Houston Methodist Research Institute, 30 patients who were described as, quote, gravely ill with the COVID-19, they have now recovered and have left the hospital. Dr. James Musser is the chairman of the Department of Pathology there, and he was the one overseeing this experimental treatment. He said all of these people were very, very sick. Many of them were on ventilators. That was the common theme. And so the treatment was from plasma that had been donated by people who had fully recovered already from COVID-19. Now, this is something that it's not a brand new treatment, but it's a new treatment for COVID-19. They've used plasma treatment for even back in the Spanish flu. They successfully used plasma and antibody treatments then. So right now, it's still unknown if you have the antibodies, if that makes you immune to getting it a second time. We don't really know. But
right.
The plasma treatment, this is very encouraging. Now, it's only 30 patients. But the fact that they're all recovered and all now out of the hospital, and most of them having been on ventilators, it's very encouraging. And so right now, the doctor said, what we can say is that it's very early, but that this seems to be a very safe strategy. And the number one question needs to be, is it safe? And he said, we can now say in a pretty much straightforward fashion, yes, this is safe. We should proceed with it.
For everybody?
For 30 people who are on ventilators.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
So let's just compare it. I'm excited about it. It's great. It should be something that's pursued. But what I am annoyed, and annoyed isn't even a strong enough word, all the people that continue to be negative about the Z-Pak and the malaria drug and going after the guy in New York who was touting it and looking at the French study with the doctors associated with this program have done. To see if I were sick with this stuff and in the hospital, the first thing I would say to the doctor is give me the Z-Pak and the malaria drug. Now,
right, but that's if you are the right person for it. That's the thing that we need to be. We can't be reckless with just saying everyone should take it.
I know, but you know what, Victoria? Everybody, the people who are up playing this, the number of people who might be susceptible to have a problem with that combination is so minuscule. Yes.
Well,
is it something that's a jeopardizing thing for people who have heart disease? Absolutely.
It's a lot of different heart conditions, and this treatment is not, well, it's true, Doug. I mean, Dr.
Ken
will tell
that.
You, it's, you know, and
right.
the other thing is, there are other studies that are coming out of Europe. In Ireland, they just over the weekend said that people were starting to take it on their own, and
they ended up
in the hospital. Well, yeah, but they ended up in the hospital because the side effects of hydroxychloroquine, Rita Wilson talked about side effects are awful. She couldn't even walk to the bathroom. This, this is not something
but
that you just take
and death.
And
if choice is life or death, then I'm choosing this. And that's, you know.
But the problem is if you're not on a ventilator or if you are on a ventilator, you're obviously not communicating with your doctor. So I think part of the problem is at what point do they try that treatment? And they've been using it in New York on certain patients, and they haven't had the full results of the study out. But basically when Governor Cuomo was asked about it, he said from the preliminary results, it was working for some people and not working for others.
Right.
So
all along is what we've said. Yep. But you have to know your body, and you're going to know your doctor, and your doctor's got to know what's going on. He's certainly not going to give it to you if your heart and cardiovascular system are compromised. That'd
be
suicide.
Well, no, there were some people who were given it, and it didn't help. So there are other mitigating factors
not
in
many.
There. Why? Okay, well, I'm just going by what the actual scientists are saying. I know scientists
but you know
done,
what?
But
in the
it
name
feels a little
of
irresponsible to just say that everyone should be taking it.
I didn't say that. You never heard that. Those words never came out of my mouth. What
well,
I said is this is
that
what
it should
I
be
do.
Very widespread.
I'm implying that because there's nothing else that has. You're just we're talking about the few people that have been gone that have gone through this new treatment. I know drug after drug after drug after drug approved by the FDA that kills
well,
people.
Remdesivir is now approved by the FDA for this treatment. So that's the next
FDA
thing
is not
that we're
infallible
see.
Either. That's what I was saying.
I totally agree. I think the FDA is more wrong than they're right. But what I'm saying though is on these clinical studies that they're doing, there are no they don't have double blinds. They're not set up in a really scientific scientific way. This is anecdotal at best, which is what Fauci's been saying, why he won't endorse any one treatment except remdesivir he has endorsed, because that was the first large-scale study that has shown really great promise. It's essentially, it's not a cure, but it's like Tamiflu. So
I'm
if
only
you take
saying,
it, then it lessens it.
I just am saying that there are a number of people who are dead now that wouldn't be had they used the Z-Pak and the malaria drug. That's all I'm saying. A couple of quick business notes. Retail Costco is going back to regular hours today. What do you suppose that'll mean for others that are competing, like a lot of the food stores that have been closing at 6 o'clock or
Well, more
whatever.
Shoppers, more Instacart shoppers are out, and so I think having extended hours allows those shoppers to do their job and to get groceries to people who are ordering online. I think closing it never made any sense to me, the closing at 6:30 thing.
I get that
some of the stores said that they were closing early so that they could be sanitizing more. I get that. That makes sense. But I don't know that that's why Costco did that. It didn't really make sense. It's like curfews in towns when they said, oh, you have to be in by 9 o'clock. Well, what does that even do?
J. Crew filed for bankruptcy over the weekend. Did you see that?
Yeah. It's, you know.
Yep. Well. Tough stuff. All right. In a moment, the brains behind the Feeding America Emergency Radiothon that we participated in last weekend. Over the weekend, I want to acknowledge Ron Stone and his brilliance, the idea that brought a lot of radio people together. I think it's something worth touting and give you the final totals of that in a matter of moments. First, though, a focus on your heart, and we're talking about treatments for the coronavirus. How about you prevent yourself from getting it by losing a lot of weight? 78% of the people who have underlying health conditions that create the wherewithal for the coronavirus to live in your body are overweight. So if you get on a good weight loss program, the safest one, of course, that I tout is Calitrin. Calitrin, the folks there have put together a fabulous team. They've got a fabulous product. It's been around for 24, 25 years. Look at another product like this. You won't find another one like it, but any other, other than like the crash diets, Weight Watchers and stuff, who wants to go on that? This is the way to good health. Get your weight down to optimum by going to toploss.com using the discount code DJV and saving on lots of different things, including the fat quotient. This is something that you can take at night, 4 pills, that's it, 4 capsules that goes to work while you're asleep to help your body come around the natural way, stimulant-free way, drug-free way to losing the weight. And right now, using the code DJV, you can save with no shipping costs. You can buy 3 bottles and get 3 bottles free. Good time to get on the diet and stick with it. Get to toploss.com. Use the code DJV for a significant savings. Save your life. Get rid of that weight.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, 44 at the hour on the DJV program. Victoria and I are happy to have the gentleman who is the brains behind this event that we started on Thursday, carried through over the weekend, the Feeding America Emergency Radiothon produced. Last total was $466,626 that wouldn't have been sent to the Feeding America Radio, to the Feeding America Emergency Fund, or to help them out, had it not been for Ron Stone, who's the president of the Adams Radio Group. They own radio stations around the country in Florida and Indiana and over in Maryland, New Mexico. The Adams Radio Group, happy to have Ron with us to just kind of tout what you did? Was it? Did you wake up one morning and say, I want to do this? Or did your wife say, hey, Ron, why don't you do this? Where did the idea come from?
You know, honestly, it came from I was watching the news. And first off, thank you for having me on this morning. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it.
I think you should be touted because this was your idea.
Oh, well, thank you. I was watching the news, and I saw a news report on television of a San Antonio food bank, and there were 10,000 cars in this parking lot, and it just struck me odd that these cars, you could tell from the cars that these were not typical people at a food bank. And, you know, I started watching these cars. You could see these little kids in the back seats. And I started thinking about the conversations going on in these cars and parents trying to explain to these kids why they were in this parking lot and waiting in this long line to try to get up and get food versus probably 2 weeks earlier, they would have gotten a paycheck and would have gone to the grocery store and these kids would have been sitting in shopping carts, you know, and just the normalcy of life had just been disrupted for these children. And I just couldn't imagine what it must have been like for these parents trying to explain it and these kids trying to understand it. And it just, I got to tell you, it really broke my heart. And I thought, you know, 30 million people unemployed and all of this going on at one time and it got away with me. It really did, like nothing has ever before. And so I sent a letter out to 2,000 broadcasters around the country and said, can we do this? Can we come together and do something on a national scale? And in the radio industry, I've been in it for 40 years. We've never done anything like that before. And radio stepped up and stations, independent owners all around the country came together to do something I think spectacular. We pulled this off in 3 weeks. And by the way, as of this morning, even though the website doesn't show it yet, we had a very generous donor step up this morning and put us over $500,000.
God bless.
And so, we are over $500,000. That, by the way, will buy 5 million meals. Mm-hmm. Feeding America's buying power is 10 to 1. And so I'm very proud of our industry. I've never been more proud to be a broadcaster than I am this morning.
Well, a lot of has been said and done using the techniques that we all know. Good broadcasters understand, good radio broadcasters understand the theater of the mind. And as you just did so brilliantly, depicting what you saw on television, telling us in a story what you saw, and what you saw was different than maybe what other people might have taken away from it because, you know, they might not look as carefully, but you as a broadcaster could tell the story, and that was kind of what got me into this, thinking about when it would be that no child in America would ever be hungry again. That's the goal, and that's why I think we ought to do this every year, frankly. I think this
Doug, that's the plan. You know, when we started this, I got so wrapped up in this so quickly, and so did so many other broadcasters and everybody. I've gotten so many emails from radio people all over the country saying, you know, we're in for 2021, and so we're forming a 501c3 out of this Radio Cares project this year. We're going to do it again next year.
Yeah. Well,
we're going to continue.
You think you need to. I think you can count on me, that's for sure, and those of us here. The Radio Cares Emergency Radiothon, put together by Ron Stone, a fabulous broadcaster, and obviously a great person. Ron, pleasure having you on. Thank you. 10 before the hour.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It was a marathon. I say, because it's always exciting to hear the theme from Star Wars. It'll be on a lot of people's minds today because this is May 4th, and May 4th, 1977, the release of the first Star Wars movie. So that's the essence, the where May the 4th be with you. That was generated. It's just kind of a... It is such a galvanizing, Victoria, what's the right word? Mm-hmm. Brings people together. I'm trying to remember which which channel I was watching yesterday. It was one Star Wars movie after another, after another, after another, after another. I think it was one of the HBO channels, but it could have been anywhere. They just saw all of that stuff. And so we pay tribute to the genius that is George Lucas, to the fact that he came up with all, they weren't all super great, but they all brought you in and you stayed with it. And that certainly is what's been the case with everybody, anybody and everybody I know. I always get excited about Star Wars. And they've kept up the new people that have, I think this, the lady who plays, what's the character's name that she plays? Dana, what's her name? Danny?
Daisy Ridley, the new one.
Yeah, but what's her name in the movie?
Ray.
Oh, it's Ray. That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, yeah, Daisy Ridley really has a cult following.
Fabulous.
Yeah, very, very good. She's very just likable. Camera likes her. She really gets it. Knows how to work her way through. And so it's a fabulous.
She was also a badass going up against Kylo Ren.
Yeah, she was.
She was amazing.
Yeah. So anyway, and there was a little bit of romance that sort of filtered into that too, right? In one of them.
Tension, while no one really knew if they were related or why they were so connected by the Force. But,
right.
Yeah. It's,
well, who's her? That reminds me. We know that Han Solo and what's-her-face were Leia, were the parents of what's-his-face?
of Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren. Who were her parents? Did that ever come out?
She was orphaned. Yeah, they did say, because I think it was kind of, I think a lot of fans were wondering, is she Luke's daughter? Was she Leia's long-lost daughter? But she turns out she wasn't. She was just someone who had the Force, and her parents, you know, she was. They basically sold her into slavery. She was abandoned.
Yep.
Which is why she could have been turned to the dark side, and that's why Kylo, I think, had that connection with her, because she could have gone either way, which we saw him kind of going either way, too.
Yeah, they could have done that. Meanwhile, Joe Pantoliano, who is one of our country's best character actors, been around forever, was known. He's friends with all the Italian mobsters.
Well, he was on The Sopranos.
He's on The Sopranos. He was, wasn't he? I think he was in one of the Godfather movies. I'm not sure, but yeah, he was big in The Sopranos. He was the captain in Bad Boys until he got killed off this last movie, and he's been in hundreds
in
of television
he was
shows,
great in the Matrix.
Movies. Yeah, he got whacked and he got a concussion over the weekend. Got run into. A couple of cars crashed, and somehow he got in the middle of it. He was walking in his neighborhood,
and two drivers got into a car accident, and I guess one of the cars then spun out and then hit him, and then he hit his head on the ground. He had chest and head injuries, so he's now recovering from home. He posted the picture of the injury on his head. It does not look cute.
No, it's awful. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awful, awful, awful.
Well, so he's lucky that it wasn't worse.
Yeah, exactly. All right, you said that, oh, by the way, Chucker's not here today. You must have gathered that because you haven't heard his voice. What's the latest? You said there was some pushback on Matrix to a couple of years hence. Wasn't it supposed to come out next
year? No, John Wick.
John Wick.
Yeah, well, same Matrix, different same, franchise.
Right.
Well,
same actor.
Same actor. Yep, Keanu Reeves. Yeah, I guess because they haven't been able to finish filming John Wick 4. John Wick 3, I haven't seen any of these movies. I know, I think you have. But
I've seen a couple of them. Very violent.
John Wick 3, though, did really well at the box office, which is why they pushed it into a fourth. And so now, because they can't film anything, the release date has been pushed back to May of 2022.
Yep.
And the same thing's happened with... a lot of other films have been pushed back. But the same thing with Indiana Jones, the new Indiana Jones that Harrison Ford is going to be doing.
Yeah.
That I mean, he's going to be 85 years old before they get that movie out. I don't know, what's going to happen.
You really have spoiled my feeling. When you told me
I told Lewis that, and he was like, he looked at me, he's like, everyone knows that. I'm like, that's what I said.
So I didn't know that. The first movie theaters opened up in this past weekend in San Antonio. Saturday, three theaters opened up. People were in there eating popcorn. Somebody coughed. Nobody paid any attention to it. I thought that was kind of interesting. I don't know. Who's dumb enough to call me, doesn't know that I'm on the air at this point in time? Who's calling me? All right. 59 past the hour. This is your DJV program.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.